the Rove and Sam catch up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, shutters, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithawy.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Lots to chitty chat about today, and I forget. I forget all of it. Yeah, that's what I was going
guys,
to say.
Guys, ripper show today. I'm just saying, it was a bit loosey-goosey. Fern party, you know it's Friday.
Yeah, we had an incident where Tom, he's the man who cuts pretty much everything. As you will notice by the fact that today there was very few edited bits. Like, you have an idea, we go, oh, you know what we could do is to, like, the presidential debate was on yesterday. You know who? What was funny for me out of that was that the moderator was a real pussy and Trump stomped all over him when he tried to cut him off. We should cut all those together. No one here to cut them all together.
Yep.
Even, you may notice, no filthy bachelorette today. It takes 2 days
poor
to build.
Poor Hammo.
Poor me?
Oh, well, Hammo, well, poor you as well.
We have to sit through. Well, poor Hammo, I know what
because
you're going to say.
Because he went out for dinner.
Yes, he did.
And he had no sleep because he went out for dinner, had a lovely time, and then he thought, oh, I've got to come home and do Filthy Bachelorette. So he went through it, did it all, and then he's just buggered today because he's just like, mate, fair enough so.
Yeah.
Who isn't buggered today?
Yeah.
I went to Oktoberfest last night. That's
did
why
you?
I'm buggered.
Jamie.
Why did it
take the Bavarian?
Yeah.
Why did it take you till 10 AM to tell us that? We've been here.
I'm not bragging
hours.
Though. Why would I brag
Five
about
hours.
It? I want to brag that
bragging.
I'm hungover.
I don't are you becoming this guy?
You're being an
are
ass.
Are you being the guy who's like, no, because I look amazing, I don't have to take care of my body anymore. I'm just gonna trash myself on a Thursday.
No. I was having a good night
Get
out.
Usually?
Some
schnitz.
Dude, it was so big.
No.
Are you was it drinks in mourning of the fact that one of our team members is going to die in about, what, 10 days, 9 days from now?
He was supposed to come but cancelled last second.
Jamie, no, what I'm saying is because we always talk about what our nights, we get in the studio, we chat about bits and pieces.
Today was very busy because Tom was away.
Tell me a bit about your life.
I'm so sorry. But
Jamie
today
was hand cutting.
Yeah, so
I should know every single thing that you do.
How is she supposed to handle your Tinder and Instagram, all your social media to find you a date if you don't even tell her when you're out and about?
Exactly.
How is she Sam's supposed to Snapchat to say, guess where Jamie is if you want to bone him?
How come it always turns into an attack? On me.
Because you get very defensive.
Because of this attitude.
What about your attitude?
I am just in defense mode. I'm like a poor little porcupine. You can't say, oh, he poked me with his quill. Of course I'm going to. If you come at me, that's what just happened.
You're being aggressive lately, Jamie.
See, that's what I'm talking. See that? Did you hear that language?
He's just atrocious. I'm going to turn your mic off.
Come on.
What was your comment today, Sam's comment today to Jamie? I believe it was word for word. How do you know which button to push?
There's a
lot of
there was something going on. You know, we hear the songs and the ads in the studio, but Jamie can cut the sound out of the studio, so it's just coming through the headphones.
Yeah.
So we still know what's going on, but we can actually talk to each other.
Yeah,
I was out Wednesday when my sister Julie was here.
Oh yeah,
and was sitting out talking to her, and actually turned to one of our team and went, "Oh my god, I just realised you guys have to listen to all the songs and ads all day. This must drive you insane." And they were like, "Yep." They would hear a lot of fake American accents out there.
Oh yeah,
we love a fake American accent here at this station. I don't know why. I'm still with you. And then Ash London's show will be across the network, I think.
Yes.
That one is Jamaican.
Starts Monday.
Ash London show coming soon. What?
Guys, we're just multicultural.
Is she coming from Barbados with this?
I don't know. Guys,
that's a fine line, I will say. The Jamaican. Eamon, that is as close as you can get. I think Indian is maybe, that's the cusp of racist. Oh. I reckon you can go, Jamaican, okay, that's like a caricature cliche. All right, all right. But you do Indian, people are going to go, ooh.
How come you can't do Indian? That.
I don't know because, well, probably because it is really racist to do it now.
Yeah.
And then you know, we've talked to this about this before. Asian, don't even bother going there. German, apparently that's fine. French,
Irish,
obnoxious.
Absolutely. No
Irish,
dramas.
Couldn't. Yeah, of course. They look like us. It's fine. That's the mentality. But do you understand what I'm saying, though? Sam's eyeballs just popped out of her head. But it seems like...
It's like you can't say that.
But that's the seems to me... I sit there going, I completely agree. Across the board, it should be no. It's like, well, you know, but if the little kid goes blackface because he's trying to be, no. You just have to be better than that in the modern world.
It's like in for Hit 30, they had, Ling Ling.
That's right.
I'm trying to find the opener.
And then, is that what you're looking for, Jamie?
And then the answer, the response is when we said, hey, how are you allowed to do that? They said, oh, but she's Asian. And I'm like, oh, is that her name though? And she's like, oh, no, that's not her name.
And she doesn't actually talk like that.
She's got an Australian accent.
But it's okay.
But she did the voiceover.
But she owns it. It's okay.
Because her parents.
Yes.
And you're like, I don't think
In fact, think some
that's
of my best
okay.
friends. Some of my best friends.
That's okay.
Do wacky voices?
You can't.
So anyway, can't. I did hear a lot of the ads and stuff outside. It is... We don't have to do that in here. And that's all Jamie pushing his buttons, even right now. Tippity-tap, tippity-tap. And they don't even make it easy. Like, we will go, if Tom was not sick, I would go in and maybe we're cutting Filthy Bachelor or a sketch thing or we're going to do our, there's going to be Back With Your Current Affair ACCA promo today. But he wasn't here to cut it.
No.
So normally it would happen, rush off, do a bit of editing with him, rush back in. And when it's ready, he'll say to Jamie, it's available on cut, HRQ, ? Smiley face emoji.
That's it.
#. And how even that makes sense to you, Jamie, I do not know.
Welcome to my life. Plus, I've got people talking in my ear while on air and all that.
Yeah,
so.
And Jamie, just a little. Explain how, because this is what I love about the Chitty Chat, is just some of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Peek behind
all
the
works.
Curtains.
Peek behind the curtains of Sam Life Frost. Let's ask us what better say. Jamie just pushed a button to make me say that. You sometimes whisper into your microphone.
But
it's really distracting. Like you need to, you just need to concentrate on
it
us
does
and listen.
No,
here he
laughing.
Goes again with his attitude. Listen to this
You've
attitude.
You've got a shit attitude, Jamie.
He's going. She's just raising a point, and if you can't take the criticism,
get out of the kitchen.
Get out of the god. Don't even be in the kitchen in the first place. Making your
actually
eggs and
stay outside.
Barbecue sauce.
To be honest,
I had a moment today. See Jamie outside. I'm outside. You're in here, and I don't know. I just start to panic. Like something's going wrong.
Hey, am I going to burn the place down?
No, but when Jamie's,
I can't guarantee that. But when Jamie's hot, what are you saying?
Just when you're out, because we can complain about it, and we do. But when you have like zero time to leave the studio, right?
Yeah.
When can you get out?
Usually during the Konski mashup, which goes for about 5-6 minutes.
That's once during a day.
That's once.
So usually he just pisses in a bottle.
Yeah. Because Jamie, I think I drove over piss in the car park the other day. There was like a Slurpee cup in the car park for the parking spot that I went to pull into. And I tried to avoid it, but I must have been trying to avoid it, ran clean over the top of it. And didn't think much of it till I got out of the car and went, what's that disgusting smell? I think someone has done the piss in the Slurpee cup.
Classic.
And just put it, and then they've just taken it out of their car and put it on the ground.
Smart, by
And
then.
I ran over it.
Smart.
Oh, look, I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Oh.
I'm looking at Joel. Counting the days
Joel.
Before he walks
Joel.
Out on us.
Guys, you'll notice in about 8 days, our digital videos will be shit. Because Joel's leaving us and he makes us look really funny.
He's fun. We like to talk. I say joke, but the fact is he actually does. He has sex with a lot of women in this building, we reckon.
And he's the only person that listens to our show.
He doesn't say anything. That's what we like about him.
But he laughs.
But he just laughs.
And he just laughs and everyone else is stone-faced because they're all typing or doing whatever they do out there. Mm. And Joel's just like, that's funny. And it makes me feel really good.
Were you out with Joel last night, Jamie?
No, we'll...
That's what you just said, isn't it?
Yeah. He was out last night, but who were you with?
Not with Joel.
The tech boys from downstairs. So the guys
Bailey?
That keep us on air. No, these are the guys, the engineering guys.
Engineering. Did you ask them what a podcast is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's tech. That's
something,
tech people.
Yeah. Something with
codes. Did you have a podcast, a catch-up with them?
I did. It was good.
How late were you then?
Oh, probably like 11 o'clock.
On a school. Do we get free stuff because we've I mean, we talked about that on air for a week. Did we get anything out of the stuff we read out on air?
Some movie tickets.
Boo!
No, there's some things.
So the answer is no, you had to pay for your drinks.
This chat's railroaded.
I don't know what's going on. I just had to do a thing for Perth, a live cross with Perth. And I just had my soundboard up.
I was sitting out there listening.
Just kept punching the air horn.
Driving
them crazy.
Don't think they liked it.
Makes me laugh.
Alrighty.
Makes me laugh.
But also.
Nationals?
Yeah, nationals. we got to record our national show.
Moving on, said
Sam. Also, we have that grab that we wanted to play during Chit Chat.
Oh, the whole time through. Oh, this is just a quick one.
Yeah.
This was going to be a call of fame that we didn't get to.
Yes, so we've got Call of Fame where we basically give ourselves some shout-outs to our listeners. But we found this one and we thought it was really funny.
This is because it's us.
Yeah, no, that's why it's really funny.
This is funny because of us.
Okay, go. Name a fruit you need to peel.
3, 2, 1.
Banana.
Hey. Hey, what are you laughing at so much? Hey. What are you laughing at so much?
What did you say?
Because it said nah at the end. Oh, I missed it.
Sam,
someone's making a joke and I missed it.
You and I should really listen to the show. I think we'd really enjoy it. And that's what you're going to miss, Joel.
Brilliant.
That's what you're going to miss when you die in about 7 days' time. Well, he's just moving to another position in the building, but he will be dead to us. I just want to make that very clear.
He will be dead because he'll be below us.
I have a countdown on the wall with his name on it, and we're counting down. Okay.
Okay.
We're just clarifying what floor we're on.
I don't know why we did that.
It's Friday, Fern. Here's the significantly edited catch-up.
Roman Sam. Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Roman Sam. Thanks to Winston with y.com.au. Hey, book now for blinds, shutters, awnings and crim safe install before Christmas. Otherwise, you won't have them installed for Christmas.
Team, we need to gather around, as we always do.
We've got to move on, is that what you're saying? Not much time today?
Rove, I know you don't want to talk about this, but we need to talk about
it. We're all good. Yep, Jai Courtney's still to come this morning. Sasha's going to be on today.
Yes, Sasha's going to be on. Good morning.
And the Friday 500, that's all we've got time for. Sam, we've been talking for far too long. Far too long.
37 seconds, guys.
Yeah, in this business, that's too long.
Okay. There's an article that I found, right?
I don't want to talk about
it. Apparently, there's a new craze, Rove.
I don't want to talk about it.
That tongue piercings. I tried to point and talk at the same time, but I realised it's a tongue and it screws up your language. So basically, there's a new piercing called snake eyes. So you pierce through one thing out the other. It's like a little bow. So you've got two little on your tongue. Why are you so weird about piercings?
I cannot deal with piercings. I don't like piercings. I am not pierced.
Oh, not even your ears or something? Mate, remember the craze where dudes get their ears pierced? I'm just letting you know, guys, if you're currently listening, you've got your ears pierced, take it out.
I think it's two things. it's a good point, Sam.
It is.
Seriously, who are you clown? I think two things happened. One, I went with my sisters, who are two years and 1 year older than me. So I don't know how old I would have been at the time, but young. I'm young. When they went to first get their ears pierced, you go to the pharmacist.
Yep.
You go to the back of the chemist. There's a weird corner. They just get out like a staple gun, hold it up and to the ear.
Oh.
Kids are screaming. Blood's coming out. And then I remember when I was in my teens, another story from the Tales of Young Rose. I had a girlfriend. Thanks, guys. Seriously, that's it. And her ear piercing hole had closed up, and she got an earring out, and she said, "Can you just shove it in?" And I had to sit there in a shopping centre. Now I remember it. It was in a shopping centre.
That's bizarre.
Just sitting on a chair, just waiting for lunch, and she's just like, "Here, could you just stick this into my ear?" And it wouldn't break through, and I can just see this point kind of wanting to punch through her skin, and you wonder why I don't want to talk about piercings. I can't even look at your piercings. I'm glad you're wearing headphones right now.
My beautiful earrings. What about the time that I got drunk and got my nose pierced?
Have you done that?
Yeah, my nose got infected. It was for my birthday.
My sister's had
it. My friend's dared me. It was really hilarious. We filmed it, of course, because that's a funny thing to do.
I couldn't watch someone
getting... I'm going to bring out the film and I'll watch you watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
What about
it?
When my brother got the pliers and tried to pry it out?
Sam!
And it was so infected and sore.
Nipple piercings. Penis piece, even belly buttons, they get disgusting. Yeah. This thing, this tongue
snake
thing.
Eyes
snake
tongues.
Eyes? Are you kidding
Look
me?
Look at the picture. It's like two bars.
My nephew has one of those rod things in his tongue. It's disgusting.
But, so,
I don't understand it.
I feel like this is going to be a missed opportunity if we don't ask the listeners of Sydney.
Guys,
what are your weird piercings? 13, 10, 60, the weirder, the better. I love it.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks to Winston with a Y. Get your blind shutters, awnings and crimsafe installed
now,
before
Rove,
Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Rove, you don't want to talk about this.
I don't.
But I think it's awesome.
Yeah, you're right. Winston Blinds, it's a great special. Well, I mean, shutters, awnings and crimsafe.
Hey, guys.
And crimsafe before Christmas. Like, Christmas is only, what, 70-something shopping days away. There's no time they could get that many things installed.
Thank you, Rove.
There's no way you could do it, Winston.
I reckon you can.
But they can, because it's Winston, guys. All right, that's all we have
time for. There's a trend, right, that people are getting a piercing in their tongue called snake eyes.
I can't hear
this. So, basically, it's just through the width of your tongue, two delicious balls.
Okay. Is that what this is about? Didn't you do etiquette lessons yesterday? And now it's all about the balls in the mouth. You know what? I've decided I want to hear about this topic now. I've changed my mind.
I'm so embarrassed.
Really? Why, Sam? Why? What's the matter?
Oh, it's so hot in here. Anyway, so basically...
So have they been pierced?
So...
I'm confused. So 13, 10, 60.
We want to know... weird piercings. That's what we're doing. Brad in Mount Druitt. Brad.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, good. Thank you. Sorry, I railroaded this. Hey, mate, Brad loves
pleased.
It.
All right, Brad, where's your piercing?
Oh, firstly, Rove, you'd be happy to know I actually work for Winston with a Y.
No, you don't!
Yeah, I do.
So would you
I
be?
Do.
Well, I'd rather just keep talking about that. Seriously, you can't get it, you can't get it done by Christmas, Brad. It's impossible.
It is pretty hard, I'll tell you.
Brad, I thought Sam couldn't keep this thing on track. You're a bloody legend. All right, Brad.
Mate, you don't like piercings. You're not going to like me.
All right,
Brad. How can this go downhill? And your laugh is hilarious.
Okay, Brad, where's your piercing, mate?
I've got corset piercings up the back of my calves.
What?
So I've got a shoelace running through five lots of loops in the back of my calves.
So not only have you got the stud things, the bars, the rods, what are they called?
Rings.
Rings.
They're rings, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then you've threaded them with like a lace, like a shoelace?
A shoelace, yeah.
Why, Brad?
And my ears are actually stretched to 40 mil.
Ah! Oh, those weird hole things. Have you got the weird hole things, Brad?
Yes, I do. And I've got five lip rings.
Oh,
Brad!
Lip rings!
I love my piercings, bro.
Brad, you are my favourite thing that's ever happened in my entire radio career.
Brad, come and join our show full time.
I'd love to come in. I'd love to come in.
I'd love to come in and just shove my finger in one of your ear holes.
I just want to hang out
You know what? You're not the first
you.
Person to have done that.
I bet. It's how it works, right? Do you set off alarms going through airports and stuff?
No, I don't actually. Okay. They're all stainless steel. Surgical steel, sorry.
Have you gone the junk in any way, shape, or form, Brad?
One
in the junk.
What? One in the junk.
Whereabouts?
Well, it's a strange story. I don't know if I can talk about it right now.
Oh.
Let's give it a shot.
It was, I got circumcised and they left the stitch in too long.
Oh, right.
So I didn't actually pay for it. It's on the side. Yeah, it's really strange. Don't ask me how I figured that out.
So then you got that pierced?
There is a piercing in it at the moment, yes.
Oh, right. Well, there you go. Every cloud, yeah. Brad. Every cloud.
That's it.
Oh, what happens when
can
you
Can we give
use
Brad
it?
Something? Oh, hang on.
I just want to know, what happens when you use it?
You are skating on thin ice right now. Okay, if you hear a weird sound, it's because we've had to dump at this point.
No.
No? We're all fine.
I just want to know if you have to use it. Doesn't it hurt? What happens?
Yeah, do you take it out to use it, Brad, if you know what I mean?
I don't leave it in all the time. It actually never shuts. So yeah. I just sort of put it in for show and then take it out.
It's ornamental. It's ornamental.
Yeah. This is like a little surprise party.
Yeah, that's right.
Open up the curtains and look at it.
Don't say that. Open Sam. Thanks to Winston Blinds, Shutters, Awnings and Crimsafe, installed by Brad. He's the one with the piercings.
Well, last night in LA, it was the Aussies in Film Awards. Rebel Wilson, she was honoured for all of her accomplishments. We spoke to Hugh Sheridan earlier on. He performed there.
Absolutely. And Jai Courtney was another of the recipients last night. Joel Edgerton presented him with an award. We spoke to Jai yesterday on his way to the event. He joins us on the line now. Jai Courtney, g'day.
Hey.
Hello, hello. What's cracking?
Oh, mate, what's cracking for you? As we talk, you're in the City of Angels, Los Angeles, on your way to one of these illustrious Australians in Film events.
You're being honoured for Foxtel's Breakthrough Award. Like, how exciting is that? That's a pretty big deal.
It is. It's really flattering. It's awesome. You know, it's cool to be getting a mention amongst this community. And, I'm really grateful for it. It is an honour indeed.
And you've got Joel Edgerton presenting you with the award. Now, people are starting to, what's that smell? Is that Oscar? Is that Oscar I smell? Will he be one of those people you'll be looking forward to, you know, getting a bit of advice on how to handle the slippery slope that is a Hollywood career?
I always ask Joel for advice. We're pretty good mates. And we saw out most of our disputes in the dojo. We've been sparring a lot lately.
What?
He's a much more skilled man. I'm a much more powerful man. So it's a good combination.
Jai, we found a little something on YouTube. You just played a little ditty. This is how it went.
What's this?
Step back, I'm likely to explode. I'm dropping low. So I don't want to waste my time on trivial things like a lie. I will be perfect for you.
So,
I'm a bit emotional.
When are we going to expect the album release? We're very excited here.
There's no album release. How's this, though? I'm sitting in my mate's bedroom, like, a couple of years ago in Glebe, and he was the front man of a ska band out of Canberra called Los Capitanes, and they just had this little, like, they had this release that I'd been spinning in, like, on my iPod. And, yeah, I play a little bit of guitar, whatever. So we're chilling out, and I was like, bro, I got a little cover here for you, see if you recognise it. And he starts rolling the camera. And literally, like, a month later, my mum comes to me. I'm, you know, whatever, doing something. And she's like, darling, I found this video of you, and this thing popped up on YouTube of you singing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what's he done? And I hit my mate. I was like, bro, you can't just... You threw this up, like, on your... YouTube page. He's like, yeah, I thought you knew I was filming. And I was like, no, man. It's not like you gotta give me like the heads up on that. And then I sort of thought, you know what, bugger it. Like, it's up there now.
Boom.
I'm not gonna get all kind of just own it. But listen, there's no album release, you got nothing to worry about.
I thought we had the next Russell Crowe on our hands.
yeah.
What are you actually singing about? You're talking about dropping loads. I'm not really sure what the lyrics are talking
about. It's his song. I'm not taking any credit for the lyrical content, all right? But I didn't write the thing, so I don't know what it's about either. I don't even know if they are the words.
Well, look, congratulations for the accolade coming your way. Thanks to the Australians in
Cheers.
Film. And all the best, your career. You got a rocket strapped to your back, and we wish you all the absolute best for it. And thanks for joining us, Jai Courtney.
Thanks, Jai.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Rove and Sam. Appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. Rove and
Sam. Now, thank you for keeping it clean today.
You're welcome.
We've had issues in the past with Sam, her language even today already, there has been some references to things. It's not even just sometimes swearing, Sam. It's your subject matter, your content.
Hey.
You talk. The stuff that you sometimes discuss on this show, we have decided what you need was etiquette classes. So yesterday we sent you to the world famous rooftop with Anna Musson. She's from Good Manners. This is what she does. She teaches people how to be more refined, more ladylike. This is how it went down.
Hello, I am Sam Frost.
Anna Musson, welcome to your etiquette class.
Sorry, my hands are wet. I just went to the toilet. It's not wee though.
Well,
Anna, lovely to meet you.
Sam.
Got a big deal around here.
Now, meet has a T on the end. Meet, lovely to meet you. You said lovely to meet you.
Ugh.
Try to go easy on the slang.
All right.
Now, who goes downstairs first, a man or a woman?
A lady.
No, a man in case
the
lady.
My ass. Get to the back of the line, champy. Sash, go first. Trip him over. That's what you get for being a jerk.
Lovely. When we're getting in and out of a taxi, if you had that when you arrive somewhere and you think, how do I get out like a lady?
Sees my undies.
Yes, we don't want to do a Britney Spears, so a lady would never give someone the opportunity to see her backside or her underwear, so you would
but
pick it up.
But what if I'm going
to
bang an like ass, am I right?
Good manners is all about how you treat other people. And I know there's a few words that you've said on air, including penis and dick.
A penis is a natural thing that a man has.
But a lady doesn't talk about things that could potentially offend other people.
I literally said I would give him a sneaky in the stationery cupboard.
No, you didn't. I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. Wow. Okay, so let's go through the list. A lady always keeps her shoulders covered.
How are you supposed to get a banging tan?
Now, a lady sits down to eat or drink. I noticed you were standing up eating a banana when I got here. We're never that rushed that we can't sit down to have a meal.
A wang. That's why you don't eat bananas, right?
So what we're going to start today is we're going to start a swear jar. Now, the swear jar is going to be $5 every swear word going to your favourite charity.
Love giving to charity, but I swear a lot.
I might have to define what actually is a swear word because you've got a lot of grey area words, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, is...
No, that's a swear word. I don't think we need to go through the list. And the snorting is going to have to go too.
If that's a part of the same quality trait that I have.
Time for the lady quiz.
On the quiz, I think this will be a good gauge for you to work out on a sliding scale, yes, I am a lady, or actually, I'm a bit rough and I've got a lot of work to do.
Sure.
When offered a compliment, such as, you look nice today, a lady's response is...
I know.
Well, is A, stop it, B, thank you, or C, oh, that's sweet, so do you.
Ooh, I feel like it's a tricky one between B and C, stop it, because a lady always accepts a compliment, so that's out, right? I was listening. Thank you, so do you.
That wasn't one of the...
Oh, C, D, C.
No, it's B, thank B. you. So you got that wrong. Question two, when out for drinks, let's say champagne.
Buy everyone shots.
Under what circumstances is it acceptable for a lady to remove her shoes in public? A, on the dance floor, B, at the end of the night to the taxi, or C, never?
At the races? That's not an option.
No. A well-mannered person speaks well and A, doesn't swear, B, uses words in full, not the abbreviated version all the time, or C, resists the urge to use slang, or D, all of the above.
I know what the answer is, but it just takes too much time to use all the words properly.
Properly. So I'd like to challenge you that using words in full more and not saying tomoz, sarf, it's all good, see you later.
Every time I leave the office I go, catch you later, f***ers.
Well, that's going to cost you $5 every time you say that. Is it
worth
it?
It's worth it because I love charity.
Wow. To be honest, I think you've got a little way to go to actually be a lady. And I think you can really work on that. So let's start with curbing the language, maybe dressing a little more elegantly, and perhaps...
This is my best outfit.
Perhaps working on pronouncing your T's and finishing sentences when you speak.
T's.
And let's reconvene in a...
Turtle.
...in a month.
Like I failed.
Wow, I think we should end it there.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
You're supposed to say that with sincerity.
It's been a pleasure and a privilege.
How
I was really great in school.
That could have been the one time an etiquette person punched another human being in the face.
Hey, guys.
Hey, thanks
I'm
to
so
the,
lovable.
A big shout out to the patient, Anna Musson from Good Manners. If, like Sam, you need help with your etiquette, you can go to goodmanners.com.au or check out Anna's book, Etiquette Secrets, which you got a signed copy of.
I did. It's on my bookshelf.
That sounds really... I like that when you say, oh, it needs to be sincere. You just go up like that?
I just start talking like this. This is actually how I do all my live reads.
More to come this morning, including the Friday 500. Someone's going to walk away with the Call of Fame, and Sasha's going to be joining us. He's got a big event that he's being part of. We're going to ask him about a particular topic that apparently is putting ladies off men. And if you'd like to check out Sam going through etiquette class, you can by checking out todayfm.com.au.
Broken Sam. Friday 500.
$500 cash. All you got to do is name and shame or have been shamed by your partner. Get yourself out of relationship bail.
Shaz, good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well, whispery Shaz. What have you done? Have you embarrassed your partner?
Yeah, I've embarrassed him in such a terrible way.
What happened?
So we just got back from overseas a couple of days ago, and his family organised a lunch so we could share our like holiday snaps and stories and everything. And so his grandma asked if she could have a look at an album of photos that we had on my mobile phone, so I gave that to her.
Uh-oh.
And she's flicking through, and the next thing you know, she's spits her tea out of her mouth. She goes like that everywhere
like that,
across
like
the
exactly
table.
Exactly like that. Yeah, right.
Exactly like that. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's wrong? I run over to the phone and she's seen a picture of her grandson's D.
Hey! Was she proud? Wow,
it
she's
was
got
just
good
a
genes.
Little bit awkward.
Yeah. What did she think, Shaz? What did she think?
I think she almost had a heart attack right there.
Sure, why not?
Well, I think that's hilarious.
That is a great one. I do love that.
Huss in Rockdale, good morning. Yo, hello. Hello.
Hey, Huss.
Hussy, come on.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, very mate. How
well.
Are you?
All right. I have to dob in my wife.
Oh, okay.
So we're driving, I think it was through Bondi, and it was early on when she, you know, initially had got her license. Mm-hmm. So she hadn't been pulled over before. So she got pulled over for a random breath test.
Sure.
And the police officer approached the window. Hi, can I get you to count to 1 to 10? Mm-hmm. So she went silent for a good 10 seconds, and I was just sitting in the passenger seat thinking, what is going on?
Sure.
Police officer said, okay, well, can you start counting? She said, oh, sorry, I was counting in my head. So it was pretty embarrassing. She's going to kill me for this.
She's not blonde, is she, Huss?
She might have been at the time. Might have been.
That is so
it was pretty embarrassing.
Funny. And he would have been. What did the officer say? Was he just like, you're definitely drunk?
He didn't know on whether to laugh or to accuse her of being drunk. So, you know, she ended up passing. So it was good. So I was glad of, you know, that worked out.
Man, that makes me laugh.
That makes me laugh a lot.
Okay, Shaz has a killer story. I do like Nana seeing the junk, but man, Huss, that is a cracking good story.
I reckon it goes to Huss.
You get the Friday 500.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Hey, good question. Do we still have that prize from yesterday that we didn't give away? Can we give that one away? The Shawn Mendes one? We can? What do we give that to Shaz? For the Judge Free Zone yesterday, we've got the Shawn Mendes experience where you can check out. We've got a soundcheck party. You can meet and greet Shawn. His new album, Illuminate, is out now. Let's give that to Shaz.
Perfect.
A little consolation prize.
Fantastic.
Broken Sam.
We're very excited to have this man join us on the line. Good morning, Sasha.
Hi, Sasha boy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well. What about you guys?
Oh, good. I hear there was a big night at the house last night.
Yeah, look, before we get into it, I got home and someone had was well hydrated, put it that way.
Sure.
And I said, you know, you've had a few drinks, haven't you, Sam? And she goes, no, I haven't. Look at this. I'll walk in a straight line. Look, I'll prove to you. And as she stood back, she hit the picture frame off the wall and it smashed on the ground.
Yeah, I hurt my foot. Anyway. The moral of the story is I hurt my foot because I had a, you know, I had a good time at dinner. Had a few wines. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Can't be trusted. You're
allowed to have a couple of
I'm
wines.
I'm surprised you didn't start chewing shoes like Rocky, by the sounds
of things. He's out of control, the big fella. He loves these songs.
Oh, no.
Matt, it's very funny, though. Now, I am very excited but terrified that you are doing the Tough Mudder Challenge. Mm. Now, I have had friends who have done this, and the word tough doesn't really express how difficult this is. You've got to be super fit, mate. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I think I'm ready, Rove. I actually did the Tough Mudder, the 20K event back in 2012.
Gosh.
And what a ripper of an event. You know, you run around with your mates, you chew the fat, you talk show bags, and you just run in between your events. But
it's
this
like an
year,
obstacle
I'm
course, right? It's like an obstacle
course. Yeah, it is. You run okay, you do an obstacle. It's not as hard as
But not just an obstacle. I've had friends who've done it. And you're like crawling through where you can get zapped. It's like freezing cold water. It's big cargo nets. Like it's extreme stuff.
Well, that's the thing with this one that I'm doing this year. It's actually the Tough Mudder Half. And they've removed the fire, ice, and the electricity from the event.
They've made it easy for Sasha. They've made it easy.
Yeah, a bit more friendly towards Sash.
Oh, Sashy.
Now, I don't know if you've heard this story. I don't know if, you know, to prep yourself for Tough Mudder, I'm sure you've been doing a bit of running, a bit of cardio. Probably, you know, lifting a few weights. You know how it is, getting the pump.
Every
on.
Single
always,
morning you go
in
to
the
gym.
Just getting swollen.
Oh, cut it out!
But
who
I want
to get
you,
this guy on.
I want to ask you: do you shave? Are you doing the shave? I know you do the back, but have you been shaving your legs at all?
No, just the Gary Jack and the Rocky Boulders, mate.
Oh, what's the Gary Jack? Oh, the back.
Your back
and shoulder.
I never. Okay. Sasha always does these, like, oh, Jiminy Cricket, whatever it is, right? And I never know what on earth he's talking about. And he thinks it's really funny. And his captions on Instagram, I don't get. I'm just letting
I'm
you know.
All over it. All over it, babe, like white on Ross.
Oh, I finished.
That's one of my favourites. That is one
get
of my favourites.
Get off my
show! Well, there was a survey conducted by Women's Health magazine who reckoned that about half of women saying guys who shave their legs, quote, it's weird, they shouldn't touch their leg hair. What's your take on it, mate?
Mate, a bloke without leg hair is like yin without the yang. You just can't do it.
Sure.
Hey,
Timber would have been a leg shaver.
I know Sam's going to jump in saying this. I have shaved my legs once before only because I had a knee reconstruction and had to strap my knee for footy. And what I used to do was just shave the part from mid-calf to mid-thigh.
Oh.
And that was it. So I had a really hairy ankle and a hairy upper thigh. And it just didn't look right.
I once had to strap my ankle for footy, and I just had from the shin down, and I didn't know how to do it. And my sister's had an epilady, which is like a mechanical plucking device.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was so painful. It was a really dumb idea.
You know what, Sasha? I just thought of a great idea. Babe.
Talk to me, babe.
Babe. Okay, so we should have, I know, the very popular segment, What's Sasha Doing to Sam?
Yep.
We should do What's Sam Doing to Sasha? And I'll shave your legs.
Okay, you've just ruined it.
Oh,
but that's a great idea.
What happened to the hook, Sam?
You know how it works?
I don't know how radio works anymore.
Well, we'd like to know, if you're a bloke who shaves his legs, 13, 10, 60, we'd like to hear from you and why, because apparently the ladies don't like it. Does it work? Maybe, you know, you do it for cycling, what have you.
Oh, rub it against your face.
Oh, okay. Again, look, save this talk for when you guys are at home.
Sorry.
Sasha, thanks very much for chatting
guys.
To us. Good luck with the Tough Mudder. You can still open for registrations. Tough Mudder, that's MUDDER.com.au. Thank you, mate. Good luck with it.
Thank you, guys. Have a fantastic day.
We'll do. 13. Mate, of course we will. We're all over
thanks,
like
Sash.
A stink on a moldy. I don't know how these work.
I don't know.
13, 10, 60. If you're a bloke who shaves his legs, we'd love to hear from you.
Rove and Sam.
Alex, what do you think? Are you a guy that shaves?
Well, I'm a guy who goes to the gym, and I find that if you shave your leg, you get more definition.
Do you? Do you, Alex?
You could have just said, if you shave your legs, it gives you more definition. But you're like, no, you guys, just letting you know, I go to the gym and I live in Ryde. Just saying.
Squats can help you get definition too, Alex.
No, I'm finding like, and it's also about upkeep as well. Like, does a girl want to go out with a gorilla? Or like a guy who actually has a bit of upkeep.
Gorilla, because it's hot.
Yeah, sure. Now, Alex, especially, unless you're sort of high on blackcurrant juice, then it could... that could go wrong. Alex liked that one. Alex, do you are you like a pretty hairy guy? Like, do you have dark hair? Is it very noticeable? Is that also one of the issues?
Oh, I've got genetics, so you get a bit hairy.
Fair enough.
Okay, cool. Man, well, there you go. Thanks, Alex, for your call. We really appreciate it.
Definition in the legs. I like it. Okay.
Josh in Callieville, are you a man that shaves?
Hi, hello. Yeah.
Hi, Josh.
I love shaving my leg. Like, just like Alex said at the gym, it gives some good definition. And it's also, you know, when you're shaving, it's nice and clean. And I just find myself playing with my legs for 20 minutes, you know, lying in bed.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not at all. I'm just
thinking about his legs,
no,
Sam.
Like, just
a man
thinking.
So when you say you're like... when you say you like playing with your legs, Josh, take us through that. How does it work?
You just work from the ankles and you slowly stroke up the leg and you just feel how smooth it really is and you just appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Josh.
And the effort to shave the legs as well, like, it takes a solid... you know, 20 minutes in the shower and...
Sure. How high do you go? Where's your cutoff point, Josh?
Oh, right at the top, you know, not a hair left on my body.
Right.
I don't just shave my legs, I shave everywhere.
Of course you do.
Josh, you're like a slippery little snake.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, it gets pretty wild in the summer when the coconut oil comes out and I lap myself up.
What is going on?
So when you're down at, like, let's say you're down at the beach, Josh. Do you
get
comments on it? Like, do you wear the budgie smugglers and just let people see all your smooth goodness?
I just let them, if they want to have a touch, they can have a touch, you know. It's just all for show, really, you know.
So, Josh, how do you feel about this statistic that apparently half, nearly like 50% of women say they don't like a man with hairy legs?
I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty disappointed because it's a lot of effort to shave and the fact that 50% of women that I walk past every day just, I don't know if they look at me in disgust, but anyway, it's a bit...
Hey,
Josh got lost thinking about his legs again.
He's stroking his legs as he's talking. Hey, Josh, just a quickie, do you fake tan too? I feel like you seem like a fake tanner.
I'm not a fake tanner. I do like tanning a lot because my skin just browns. You know, I stay out in the sun for an hour and it browns straight away, so I can go from white to black at a click of a finger. So I like tanning.
I don't know what is happening today.
I reckon Josh rates himself probably 11 out of 10.
I reckon Josh is making up the other 50% for the
Josh
women that don't like it.
Josh actually just has a mirror in his room and just helps himself.
Josh, we will let you get back to your legs. Thank you very much. The call of fame still to come, so we have plenty of time to maybe get Josh in amongst it. That's great.
Bless you. Bless you, right?
I just had to stop.
He's allergic to Josh.
Sneeze. Rope and Sam. You can be the greatest. You can be the best. Bring it in the Hall of Fame. I am the greatest. And Sydney's gonna know your name. Much like making your way to Today FM's Beach House Party in the Hamptons, for whatever reason you have called in to make it to air, whether it be for a phone topic, a conversation.
A competition.
Just saying, hey, tell Dave, I don't know how to get to work today. You know who you are. You are in the running today. We have a $500. No. What am I talking about? $100 gift card.
Oh, gee, I got so excited for a second.
Visa.
Even though it's not me that wins.
I know.
But, guys, we've got a few shout-outs. You know, we like to give a few special mentions.
Yes.
You know, you might have made us laugh or whatever it is. Brianna called for Justin Bieber tickets. She got so excited, possibly too excited.
How hysterical would you be? Like, imagine Bieber's just walked out on stage. What are you going to do?
Oh, my God, I'd be screaming and screaming. I'd be screaming right now if I won the tickets. Like, I'm so excited right now. I'm so nervous too.
So you would probably, completely lose your mind. Like, when I tell you right now,
I'd be going insane to Justin Bieber.
Like,
I have to sign and everything. Yeah, I'd have to sign up. I'd be going crazy. We'd take videos, everything.
Right, so
I'd be so excited.
Obviously, because Brianna... You are so excited that you missed me saying you are going to Justin Bieber.
Thank you so much.
Good on you. It's going to be a great concert.
Yeah.
Olivia in Crow's Nest, she called in for a workplace dummy spits. I think she deserves a special mention just because she's a legend.
Olivia in Crow's Nest, good morning.
What's up?
Olivia.
Was our principal at an assembly, and she's making some announcements. People are getting awards, and everyone just starts applauding at everything that happens. Flipped out and tried to get all the other teachers. She started crying, and then eventually she just stormed off stage, and we were all just still applauding. Off
stage. Good on you,
you
Olivia.
You loved that story in particular.
I just thought she was really cool, and I really appreciated the story because it's, you know, dumb fun, which is pretty much this show.
That is it.
But the winner of Call of Fame for this week goes to Jonathan in Parramatta. He called for the Friday 500, and his story is brilliant.
Me and my partner were getting a little bit intimate, and then he farted and a little bit of poo came out. Randomly came out.
Well, I hope it was random, unless it's I'm just going to mix it up a bit tonight. What do you think
Jonathan,
of this?
What was...
Wop.
McManus.
Jonathan. Liked it?
Jonathan, what was your reaction? What did you do? Did you laugh or cry?
I was in a state of shock, so I was in tears laughing, and he was probably waiting for his soul to leave his body. He was so embarrassed.
Oh, Jonathan, you're so good. Congratulations.
$100 Visa gift card to you, Jonathan. I think we called it at the time.
Great catch up today, Rove.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also shutters, awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years' experience.
And, as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why, and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?